Do you know the way, because I was listening back to the Growing Herb Garden episode,
Right.
and you know the way there was the part, no, it wasn't the episode, sorry. I was looking at the video of us planting the herbs,
Yeah.
and I was kind of acting like I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, your usual.
And you were like, what gardening have you done? I was like, I couldn't remember. And then I was like, oh no, I planted a tree.
Right.
Remember I said that?
Kind of.
That never happened. I just
What?
watched it back and I was like, that was a lie. I never planted a tree.
You lie more than you realize. You were telling me the other day about your. No, you said that on the podcast, didn't we? About
I've
your
said it
mam
on
and
the
her
podcast.
broken elbow.
Broken arm, miss me membro cream.
Miss me membro graham. Miss, I'm gonna break your heart.
Yeah.
Miss, I'm gonna let you down with lies from now on.
Missing when fucking break your face. Yeah, so that was a lie. I never planted a tree. And you know what? You believe me.
Yeah, because I trust you.
Yeah, little white lies. It'll get you far. It shut you up anyway. That's one thing I learned from watching the video. Once I said that, you were like, oh, okay. Never planted a tree. You should have questioned me further on that one. I would have cracked instantly.
So it's just the, like, is what I've learned here just to grill you more with questions. Don't believe a word you say.
Well, like,
Usually I assume you're talking shit anyway. Like that you've
but
just,
in that case, it's like, when would I have planted a tree? I think you would have
don't know,
known
like,
if I'd planted a tree.
I've known you
It's
for
like the DIY thing.
a little DIY thing, like, is such a pain. How you go on so much about how you think you love DIY, and in 11 years I've never seen you do DIY. And you talk about putting together a fucking IKEA thing. As if you talk about it like you do all the IKEA things, as if I've never done any of them, and I have.
What ones did you do? I
I've done
must have
ones
missed it.
in Amsterdam
Yeah, which ones?
when you were too frustrated to get it done.
Oh, yeah.
I got it
Yeah.
done.
Yeah, okay.
But you're like, I do all the IKEA stuff and then I put stickers on the wall. That's not a DIY, like.
I fixed the handle of the pot.
That's not DIY. That's not DIY, like. And
I
you
still think I
embarrass
love
me
DIY. I embarrass
in
you.
front of our friends
Oh, yeah.
when you were like, oh, I love DIY. And I was like, no, you don't. And I literally called it as it is. And you kept going, being like, no, I love it. What are you talking about? I love DIY. And you made me look like the
Got so
asshole.
awkward then because you were like, Steph, you don't love DIY. And they were like, Jesus, Gary.
Yeah. Because I was like, you're fucking lying to the group.
I do. I do like DIY. I put together the IKEA things. I put gold stickers on the wall in
It's
the
not the
hallway
same.
and made the hallway white and gold.
Yeah, it was crap. And then we took them all down because it looked so shit. It looked crap.
It doesn't mean I didn't have fun doing it. That's the main thing. That's what you don't understand about DIY.
Don't give me
It's
that.
not about the finished product. It's about the journey.
It's about the doing it yourself.
Yeah, exactly. It's about the friends you made along the way.
Yeah. Sitting in a little hallway on your own, putting stickers up.
On like a popcorn wall, kind of. So
Yeah, this looks so shit.
they were shiny stickers, and all you could see was the lumps of the wall coming through.
It just reminded me of, thinking back now, like that fucking Willy Wonka factory in Scotland,
Oh,
where you're like,
yeah.
you kind of have this vision of how nice it's going to look, and you walk in, you're like,
Yeah.
this looks like a really shit kids party zone.
Yeah, didn't look great.
Look shit.
Yeah, we learned that the hard way that not all DIY projects are worth doing.
Yeah, but like that, you don't have loads of DIY projects.
Have a good few.
Your eyebrows being down so far would indicate that you're actually getting offended here.
Yeah, true. Let's move
Wink.
on before.
Wink. Did
Let's
you see
wink and
that?
make up.
See that video I sent you of the Irish wink?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, so
Yeah.
true as
You love DIY?
well. Oh, is it, oh, another DIY project.
Steph's really good at DIY. It is brilliant. It's such a good. I don't know what her name
It's
is. She's
so
a
good.
comedian, but.
Her name is Kayla.
Kayla.
Kyla Comedy.
Was just so good.
So good.
Well done, Kayla.
Well done,
Well done,
Kyla.
girl. Fair dues, girl.
Fair dues to you. Brilliant. Trying to get into the podcast, good sir.
Welcome back to the Shudder Butter Podcast.
On this podcast, we try things that people say you should try. People and the internet. and just the world is like, oh, you should try this. Oh, I see that. You should try that.
Oh, don't you should, you're actually not doing anything on Saturday. You should actually try doing this.
You should try this.
And we just go and we try it.
You just relax when you're not working? No, you should try all these things.
No, you should try a million different things.
Yeah, so we actually do the research for you to find out why you should bother doing these things. And the, what would you call it? The field research. We go out and we try and test these things.
We try and test these things. And we let you know at the end of that, should you actually bother your arse with it?
Yeah, we'll tell you and you have to listen to us.
Today we're talking about
lymphatic drainage. Fat with a PH.
Yeah, that's fat with a PH.
Ooh, you're fat with a PH.
Marry me. Marry me.
Okay.
Do you think, okay, right. If you could be from any parish in Ireland, what parish would you pick?
Or are you? Kildare Loughlin Bridge Diocese or
that's
something?
The Kildare and Loughlin Diocese. That's not a parish. That's a diocese. Definitely.
Oh.
There's a difference.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so in Clonmel, it's St. Peter and Paul's Parish.
Yeah.
That's the parish.
Oh, that is, the whole parish is named after Peter and Paul.
Well, I think it's just the church is Peter and Paul.
Jeez.
Why, is there a specific parish that you're jealous of that you kind of want to get into?
No, but I was just thinking that it would be just a fucking ridiculous question to ask someone on a first date.
Oh, God.
If you could pick any parish.
You are so lucky that you're engaged because you would just never find someone again.
No.
If that's your kind of chat up line.
I was thinking about that earlier when I was like, I must take that Lego apart and put it together again on a Saturday. On a holy Saturday of all.
What has that got to do with what I'm saying?
Well, I just don't think that's...
It's not a single man activity.
It's not a single man activity, and it's probably not something you mention. What do you do on Saturday nights? Oh, well, I take apart Lego sets and put them back together again.
So I can rebuild them.
So I can rebuild them like that.
And I sit there and I go, we shall rebuild.
It was one of those moments that like sound a bear in your head.
Was that from something?
I don't know.
Is that in something?
I'm not sure. Does crap. Do you want to know what the most Catholic county in Ireland is? Or guess, actually.
The answer to like what's the most whatever county in Ireland is usually like Longford or Leitrim or Roscommon.
Longford, Leitrim, Roscommon. Is it?
Like they're like the poorest, aren't they?
Whoa. Like that
sounds horrible, but isn't that
I
how
think
it's
that's true? Yeah.
That's how it's advertised on like ladbible.ie. It's like poorest county in Ireland, but what they really mean is cheapest place to buy a house.
Yeah, true.
Cheapest place to get a pint.
Yeah, Jesus, actually, yeah, we should move there.
Roscommon. The most Catholic, I'm going to say Galway, because isn't that where Knock is?
Okay.
Knock,
yeah.
Is, they love...
Good guess.
They love Mary.
Good guess.
What?
Offaly. They're awfully holy down in Offaly, so they are.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, but honestly, Offaly, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I thought that was just a really hilarious joke.
Just
I thought that was just you going... Pranked.
There was knee slapper.
Ah.
Slap my shin there for some reason.
Oh, not your knee.
Missed the opportunity. Knee. Okay, let's fucking talk about this week's topic, lymphatic drainage.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. I don't really care. Well, I do now because I've done the research, but I don't really care for this topic, I don't think. I think it's a scam.
No.
I think this is another health scam.
Whoa, so, fighting words.
I said it.
Oh my God.
What do you think it is?
From somebody who did a whole episode on horoscopes.
Yeah,
horoscopes.
Also bullshit.
Yeah.
Which we firmly established that in the episode.
Yeah, but see, with this podcast, we don't only do things that we agree with or we like.
Mm.
Otherwise, I would have never got you salsa dancing. I think this is something that's pure aimed towards women. So I've seen this loads.
I've never seen this
lymphatic drainage. Oh my God, give me a break. I've seen it so much. Like celebs, influencers.
Yeah.
You fucking name it, they've done it.
Mm.
No, you name them, they've done it. Oh, don't know.
Don't
know what I was trying to do there. I thought that was going to work and be something. It's like a thing that like gets celebrities red carpet ready.
Yeah.
So naturally you're going to love it.
Oh, it's just like, I don't know. Like what is this? Do you know what I mean? Like,
it seems like one of those things where it's like, you know, when it's like, oh, you have to drink, what's the word? Like detox teas and stuff. And it's like, no, your body does that.
Yeah.
Your body gets rid of waste. Mm. What you think?
You're such a
I said that
chip
recently.
On your shoulder with detox teas.
I know, because I spent so much money on these fucking boo teas or whatever they were, and then all you're doing is giving yourself diarrhea.
You're my little boo tea. So today, obviously, we're going to be talking about what lymphatic drainage massage is.
Yeah.
That's what the whole term is. Because when I originally thought...
Lymphatic drainage massage, yeah.
In my head, it was like lymphatic drainage. Needles go into you and they suck something out of you.
Oh, no. Did you think we were going to get needles in us?
I literally, one of my questions was, how invasive is this?
Oh, God, no. It's just like lymphatic drainage is something that happens in your body anyway. And this is like manual. It's like fucking people are squeezing the lymph out of you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I was right.
I don't know. I was thinking, is this just another one of those like, you're going to look younger if you do this thing.
Yeah, I think
and then
so.
It's charged at a high price, but doesn't actually have that much of an effect. It's like, Is it face yoga? That was another thing I was wondering.
Is it like a gua sha? I think it is like a gua sha kind of thing.
Mm.
I wonder, is this like a little bit toxic?
Why?
Like, I think it is kind of a people use it to look skinnier kind of vibe, which I don't know if that's toxic or not, but like.
That's just what it is. Nearly on there.
Nearly on? You just yawned.
Well, no, I was going to do the big. I do not yawn, but you start yawning. Oh, it's fucking lovely to yawn. I do love yawning.
I don't.
I prefer a yawn. No. I was going to say
prefer yawn to
a
farting.
No, to a sneeze. But I actually think I prefer
you,
sneeze.
Yeah, you're obnoxious. Fucking
look,
sneezes.
When are we going to find out the answer? Do girls fart or not?
No, they don't.
Madness.
Never.
How did they fucking do
it? Never. Women, on the other hand. Non-stop. I am very intrigued though, because I get a lot of water retention. Mm-hmm. So like the other day we ate pizza, had a few glasses of wine. I looked like a different person yesterday. I think I mentioned that on the face yoga one as well.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, is that kind of what this does? Does it get rid of water retention? But if you're just lying there and they're massaging you and doing the lymphatic drainage, like where does it go? Like, do they just give you a fucking catheter? Like, you must be bursting to piss after.
Yeah, I think that is kind of a thing. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about the research behind this.
We're going to talk about the research behind this.
We're going to play a fucking unrelated game.
Loosely related.
Don't say unrelated.
Don't play it down.
It's loosely related.
It's loosely related.
And then we're going to go off and try this and talk about our experience.
Yeah.
So will we just get into the research then?
Yeah, strap in. Okay, I'm going to tell you what lymphatic drainage massage is.
Okay.
At least. Let's like at least start there.
Okay. What?
Well, I thought you were going to yawn. You just went. So lymphatic drainage, like your lymph system is just under your skin and it's the garbage disposal of the body, which I kind of thought your bowels were that.
Right.
But anyway, it filters out waste, bacteria. So yeah, that's what it is.
Well, you do just piss it out. So
it's just pee floating around our bodies then?
It's not pee, but it's waste that's flowing around our bodies that's taken out. It's filtered through the lymph system. And then that waste is carried to places like the kidney, which then is filtered out through piss.
Spoken like someone who has a BSc.
This guy's got a BSc.
Which is a Bachelor of Science, everybody.
And I also loved biology in school, which I think you did as well.
I did as well.
I think the thing about the difference between us is... Me too. I got an A1 though.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
you
I did.
You got an A2.
What
and
did
so
you get?
Did I.
Why are you being so defensive here? I don't think you give two fucks about this, really. You're just trying to be an arsehole.
That wouldn't be like me. Go on.
So, the first thing that I looked at about this was what is this lymphatic drainage massage?
Like, what's going on?
What's going on with the world? So you were saying it's like a red carpet thing. You see it on TikTok?
Yeah, Instagram.
You see it on Instagram, TikTok?
See it on Instagram,
I never
see
it on
influencers.
Those
yeah.
So when I looked it up, I was on Forbes Health.
Okay.
Lymphatic drainage massage, what it is and how to perform it. Reduces swelling caused by fluid buildup. Generally, that comes after surgery.
Yeah, saw that a good bit.
Yeah. And then also there's something, yeah, lymphedema. It's good for sinus congestion and rheumatoid arthritis. I was thinking, like, why are we doing this? Because we're not
any of those. We don't fall under any of those brackets.
We don't fall under any of the brackets.
No, I always see, I've mentioned this influencer before, Tinks.
Oh, yeah.
It's me, Tinks.
T-I-N-K-S.
T-I-N-X.
T-I-N-X?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tinks. That she always gets lymphatic drainage and swears by it. But, like, she says, like, oh, it makes me feel so good and everything. But I think it's just a vanity thing, like a looks thing.
But swears by it for what?
Because she's just like, oh, it helps with bloating. That's kind of it, actually.
Just bloating.
And I think it just makes you feel skinny because you're not bloated then.
Oh,
so I think that's the vibe. But I was looking into, like, people, like, does it work? I was looking into our trusted source of Reddit.
Yeah. I've actually got a good few on Reddit as well.
People were saying, yeah, they work, but the results can be very temporary and it's extremely expensive for what you get. So you can get really good, like, de-bloating from it.
Yeah.
But then you just kind of eat something or drink water, or, like, have a normal drink and then back to normal.
Back to normal. Just bloated as ever.
Just as bloated as you ever were. Someone else said that they were really emotional the day after.
Right.
Like, but in a cathartic way, and felt really refreshed after. Which, like, okay.
You don't need to be any more emotional than you are.
No. And then someone else said she swears by it for endometriosis pain.
Oh.
So, like, that's interesting. When I was thinking about the emotional thing, I mentioned it to our friend Sophie the other day that we were doing this.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I love this. I've got done loads of times, but you will feel kind of sick after. It's normal to feel sick after it. And then I was like, well, now whether I do feel sick or not, I'll convince myself I do. Now that you've said that. You've put the idea in my head. You know how impressionable I am. Now I'll never shake that.
On Reddit, I saw as well people saying, and it was people that work in these kind of wellness centers or whatever. I've been working in spas for 15 years. I've never been asked to do this until about 2 years ago. So it's just like, I think it's TikTok is after getting this.
It's blown up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this new fucking thing. Well, it's not new.
No,
but it's just becoming more popular.
But it's been there for people who need it for surgery.
Yeah.
And it's been hijacked by beauty influencers, I think.
Someone was saying the main reason to get a lymphatic drainage massage is because people are either injured, ill or disabled and can't move their body in the way that it typically does.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense, actually.
That impacts your lymphatic system. And then you do this to...
Yeah.
Get it working properly.
To get it moving.
I was wondering, so this is just a massage. This is like a light massage.
Yeah.
Which someone was saying on Reddit, I think, that it's like just stretching your skin.
Yeah, this is what Sophie was saying as well when we said to her, they kind of are like pulling up, nearly pinching your skin a bit.
Yeah.
Because your lymphatic system is just under your skin.
Okay.
So you're trying to activate that to get everything moving a lot. I thought it was going to be like the gua sha, where it's like you're really pushing like water retention, but maybe it's different to water retention.
I don't know.
I don't know. And you know what? It was hard to find a straight answer.
Do you know what? I was thinking about this actually.
Oh, what do you think?
Sometimes when we do these episodes, I'm just thinking of a title for what the episode's going to be. And I think the title for this one is like lymphatic drainage massage. Who cares? I feel like that for a lot of our episodes. That's just like, who gives a shit? But maybe that's just too biased.
I don't know, because it's kind of like, who cares? And it's like, oh, who cares? I care.
Yeah, it depends what tone you read it in, because I'd read it in like, who cares?
Actually, I don't know if there's another way to read.
Who cares?
What's the positive way? Oh, who cares?
I care.
Oh, you're looking for me.
Who cares? Pick me. But apparently it can promote tissue regeneration, improving the skin's appearance. Hair regrowth, apparently. Apparently it's good for cellulite, swollen eyes, acne.
Oh, that's one of the big things I've seen it for, cellulite, but I don't think it does work.
I don't think it works for that, no. It was saying in that article as well, does it work? Lack of rigorous research.
Yeah.
So used to hearing that.
Surprise, surprise.
This line kind of summed it up for me. It remains more of an art than science.
Oh, God.
Hate that.
Yeah.
But I think the big thing about this is actually the application of it. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Like, who does it?
Well, it's like, what are you doing it for?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's exactly
the thing. If you're doing it for fucking like post-surgery or injured wrist or whatever, it probably does work.
Yeah.
But are you doing it to reduce bloating and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's just, that's why I think it's kind of toxic, the whole thing. I was looking at Cedar Sinai website. So if any other fans of the Kardashians, you'll have seen. That's where they had their babies. It's a hospital.
Okay.
In LA. Some of the best doctors in the world, apparently.
Welcome to Cedar Sinai. We're the best doctors in the world, apparently.
But, apparently. Best doctors in the whole wide world, apparently. So apparently. To say.
So we'll tell you.
I don't know about that guy. But on that website, it's something that they do. And basically they say, if you are healthy, it's not something you need.
Oh, shit.
And if you have a healthy lymphatic drainage, it's not going to give you much benefit beyond simple relaxation.
Oh.
And they talk about how celebrities are claiming that it makes your red carpet ready. There's no evidence to show that lymphatic drainage massage can help slim you down.
Well, that's funny that they're saying that when Kim Kardashian apparently swears by this thing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, there's her beef between her and Cedar.
There must be fucking beef. It's like, you want to be careful. They gave you tips on how you can actually do lymphatic kind of drainage on yourself.
Mm.
Or they called it pamper your lymphatic system. And I was like, no, I don't think this was written by a doctor.
Because doctors don't use the word pamper.
Yeah. Well, only if they're talking about pampers and nappies.
A doctor wouldn't know what that is.
A doctor would never.
A doctor would never know what pamper means.
They said deep breathing, like, can move fluid through your lymphatic system. Right. Okay, whatever. Physical activity. That's the one that makes a lot of sense to me. Because it's just like exercise helps move fluid through your body. Dry brushing.
Yeah, I've heard of this. Do you know what that is, no?
I don't know. It's going to have to be another episode in the future. Like, it's like a long handled brush with kind of thick but soft bristles. Right. So you can rub your body. It's kind of like a softer version of, like, you know, like a nail brush, you know, that kind of feeling. Again, the influencer world.
The influencers all use it.
They swear by body brushing first thing in the morning, brushing away from your heart or something like that, or towards. I can't remember. And it's just like, I don't know, does that do fucking anything?
Yeah.
But it exfoliates your skin. So maybe that's nice.
Yeah. That's amazing, Stephanie. Thanks for sharing.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And I thought you'd be wowed, and you were. So I'm happy with that outcome.
I don't know about this. There was another girl.
Ooh.
Woman, perhaps. She knows how to write an article for some sort of website anyway.
Yeah, it must be a woman.
I tried lymphatic drainage massage. Is it worth the hype? EliteDaily.com. She did this whole thing and they started like... They basically got like a big wooden, what looked like a wooden foam roller. And all these kind of wooden objects to just sort of roll all over her body. She said afterwards she did feel more relaxed.
Okay.
Didn't really notice any difference aesthetically or energy-wise immediately. She actually just had a headache and felt a bit tired. The next morning though, she had a very good sleep and felt really alert and found it much easier to focus the next day. But overall she thought, would I spend this much on something for just benefits that lasted only 2 days? So it's like, it's such a short term thing and it cost her $150.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, I can kind of see the benefit of it if you did it the day before getting married or something. Or the day before, I don't know, you have a big test if you feel more alert. I don't know.
I don't really do big
tests or anything.
when are you doing a big test? Like, you're doing your accountancy
the day before, like your SATs or something.
Right, yeah.
You know? Like, I see that if it's such a short-term benefit, but you do feel a benefit, then it might be good to get before an event of some sort.
Yeah, but are you not just still kind of sold on the celebrities being red carpet ready when we're after going through a load of research that says this doesn't really work?
Yeah.
Like, what are you expecting from this? Do you think
I'm expecting to look in the mirror and be like, I have a six pack.
No, but are you expecting to be less bloated?
Yeah.
That's your definitely.
I'm expecting that they'll uncover abs while they're at it and they'll be like, oh my God, look.
I'm hoping, because I get a lot of water retention under my eyes.
Yeah.
It just makes me look significantly older. Mm. I'm hoping that goes down.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That'd be a good one. That'd be a nice one. Do you think they do the face?
I don't know. I'm just going to say, like, here, could you just... focus on my face there for, what is it, an hour we're doing, or 30 minutes?
I don't know. It's for 30 minutes, €25. For an hour, it's 40. You know,
30 minutes then.
Yeah. And see, my worry with an hour would be the whole do you need to pee thing.
Apparently you do really need to piss after.
Like, I'm just like, if they start doing that and they're focused on stomach for ages and your bladder is down there, and it's just like, I will be like, I'll be pissing all over the place if I wait for an hour.
Yeah.
So
let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Let's hope it doesn't.
I was looking into what is the price for this generally. So like, when your one was saying it, $150. I don't know, like, why she did it.
We're in Spain at the moment, so, and it's cheap.
It is cheap, yeah.
In a wellness center.
Where we are at the minute is just cheap with everything. But
Yeah,
this woman paid $150 for hers at Freeze and Float in Chicago. You can pay upwards of $200 in a place called The Tox in NYC. In Dublin, there's a couple of places that do it. Ayula Bay Spa, there's the Bodywise Clinic, and there's Dublin Wellbeing Center. So they're all around, like, if you're going for 45 minutes, it's going to be 60-something euro, 65, 69. If you're going for an hour, it's around that kind of 80 to 85 euro mark.
It's a lot of money for an hour. You'd be better going to therapy for an hour.
Yeah.
To work on why do you want to get 100%. Rid of your bloat so badly.
Yeah. And if you want to do 90 minutes, it's €115. In the Bodywise place, it's 95. So you can kind of find different prices. But the Bodywise actually is the cheapest place to get it done.
That's spenny now.
What am I fucking hole now? We're spending 45 minutes. Especially after looking into all this stuff that I'm like...
No, unless we go and we do feel a good effect. But in my head, there's a bit of me that's sold on this already, right? Clearly.
Influenced.
The influence.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you're trying to de-influence me. But it's going to take a lot longer than just a half an hour of science.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So is it kind of like... Oh, it's going to take a lot more to convince me than one stupid podcast episode to wonder if I should bother trying this or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Fair, okay.
Yeah.
Let that be a message to you all.
That's it, exactly. But I think no matter what, I'm going to have a little bit of a placebo effect.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I think you're going to convince yourself that it worked even if it didn't.
Yeah, or just because of the motion of them, like, I don't know, moving things around, that I'm going to feel like this is helping a lot.
They're not moving your organs around your body. Like, what are you talking about?
They're moving your lymph nodes around. Oh, God, I have very tickly armpits. If they're going to be focusing on the armpit, you better shave yours.
No.
The hairs are so long.
They're a different type of hair, armpit hair.
So?
Kind of wiry.
Kind of, well, yeah. It looks very soft.
Actually, it's kind of soft.
That is so, oh my God. That's very soft. Is it because, oh no, I was going to say.
All right, that's enough.
It looks different to your chest hair. Your chest hair is very curly. Your armpit hair is long and silky. You must condition those bits.
Silky?
You clearly condition those pits. Come on.
So yeah, that's the price. So look, this is a fucking expensive thing. And if you're doing it for cosmetic reasons, it might be a waste of your money. If you've fucking had surgery and you're disabled and your lymph system isn't working properly, could very well be worth the cash.
Yeah, if you have genuine issues with your lymphatic system.
Yeah, but we just need to try this and see what's the experience actually like, because you already know it's expensive and maybe not effective.
So save your money. We're just going to go try this on your behalf.
And let you know what it's like.
Yeah.
Okay. But first, let's play a little game. Okay, Stephanie, so we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
Time for a game.
Time for a
chance.
Game. Time for our weekly loosely related game. I will kick this off with a couple of ideas, a couple of brainwaves that I had.
Okay.
Okay, not that many things rhyme with lymph. Other than nymph, are you a lymphomaniac?
Oh yeah, okay.
That was going to be something.
That does work.
The lymph node code.
Right.
I thought it was like, what's that thing that is kind of like...
Safe cross code.
Safe cross code, which is across the road.
Remember one, look for a safe place. Two, don't hurry, stop and wait. Three, look all around you before you cross the road. Remember four.
Whoa, really? I didn't know any of the words to that. Oh, you were obviously a loser when you were younger.
Well, I wasn't even around when we were younger. That's from my mom singing it.
So you're a loser now then.
Yeah.
So you were cool when you were younger. You were cooler when you were younger.
Yes.
Okay, what about this? This is what we're going with.
What are we going with?
Who sings that again? Lymph Bizkit?
That's good, actually.
Instead of Lymph Bizkit?
Lymph Bizkit.
Lymph Bizkit.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Okay, so I'm going to sing the song. And when I'm done singing the song, you need to name the artist.
Okay.
So
oh, nice.
It's more important to name the artist than the song.
Than the song.
But the song is a bonus point. Okay. Imagine there's no lymph nodes. It's easy if you try. No lymph inside us. Just organs, blood, and shite.
Oh, God.
Imagine all the people living with no lymph.
That's good,
so that's an easy one. Who is that?
John Lennon.
Correct.
Imagine.
Okay.
Imagine.
Off to a good start.
That was good. I didn't realize you were going to... The songs changed and everything.
The songs have changed a little bit, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hope that's okay.
Of course that's okay.
Just copyright, you know.
Oh, sorry. That's the only reason.
Had to make our own covers. Okay, this next one is difficult. I wouldn't have known this one.
Oh, Jesus.
But you will know the song.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But you just need to know the artist.
Mm.
Maybe you'll know it. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, lymphatic drainage.
It's Four Non-Blondes.
Whoa!
What's going on?
Fucking hell.
Yes. I only know that because I sang it in karaoke once.
Oh.
And I just remember at the time going, thought that was Alanis Morissette.
Four Non-Blondes.
Four Non-Blondes. Very difficult song to sing.
Yeah, that's like
lymphatic drainage. I can't even go up as high as you out there.
Lymphatic drainage.
I like that.
I couldn't get that either.
Yes. Go on.
Fuck, I really thought.
Go on.
That was one of the ones I put and be like, she's not going to get full marks on this one.
Four Non-Blondes,
yeah. Four Non-Blondes. It's a weird name for a band.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Where do they all have non-blonde hair?
They all have, no, they all have brown hair but pubic, blonde pubic hairs.
Oh, the four non But pubic blonde.
The four non-pubic blondes. Okay.
Okay.
Next song. You'll
Wait,
know
that
the
was
song.
Good.
Stacey, can I come over after school? Ooh.
After school.
Nice. We can drain our lymph by the pool.
Lymph by the pool.
That's good. Did your mom get back from her business trip?
Business trip.
Nice. Is she there or is she draining all of the lymph from round her nips? Lymph from her nips.
Oh, God.
Because you know I'm not the little boy I used to be. I'm all grown up now, baby, can't you see? When I see Stacy's mom, lymph rushes to my balls. That's as far as it goes.
Oh, my God.
Right, he's got a horn for Stacey's mom. Do you know who sang that?
Yes, Fountains of Wayne.
Fuck off. Are you serious?
Yeah, you chose songs that I love. Like
Fountains of Wayne,
Fountains
I never
Wayne.
Knew that.
Yeah.
Four Non-Blondes, Fountain of Wayne, never heard of them. John Lennon, obviously, I started off with an easy one.
Never heard of him.
First I was afraid, I was petrified. Lymphatic drainage massage would disrupt my insides. But then I spent so many nights thinking how I could be wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along.
You see me.
Who sings that?
Oh, God. I'm stuck. In my head, I'm like, I've Tina Turner, but I don't think it's her. I think it's Gloria something. No. Oh, shit.
You might get this one wrong. I need the second name.
Oh.
Something is not good enough.
But it is Gloria, isn't it?
It is Gloria.
Gloria Estefan, no.
Gloria Estefan, is that a real person?
Yeah. Gloria Estefan, some people call them. No, fuck. Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, you fuck.
Yes.
You got it. Jesus.
Yes.
4 for 4.
Oh my God, this could be the best I've ever done in
I think so, yeah. We're no strangers to lymph. You know the what? Rules and so do I. A full massage is what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna lift you up. Never gonna drain you down. Never gonna run around and massage you. That's it.
It's not aha.
No.
I'm just kind of like, the people that are coming to mind are Hall and Oates or
yeah, this is
Wake
a tough
Me
one.
Up Before You Go Go.
Oh yeah, who's that again? Oh, I'm glad you're not getting this
no,
one.
No, I actually don't know it. Ooh! I don't know it. It's not Wham.
No, it's not Wham. That's Wake Me Up, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Who is it?
Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Oh, I would have never got
never
that.
Never gonna lift you up. Never gonna drain you down. Never gonna run around and massage you.
Ooh.
Get off. I'm not gonna massage
Sorry.
You.
Sorry. No, I would have never got that. Rick Astley. Damn it. My winning streak is over.
That was it. I thought you were gonna get them all. Well, actually, you'll probably get this next one.
Okay.
Massage Me. Out of the bearded barley, nightly, beside the green grass, drain, drain that dirty lymph. You wear the shoes and you'll look like a pimp. Massage me beneath the milky twilight, drain me. Just after half past four, lift your open hand, strike up the band and make the fireflies dance, silver moon sparkling. Massage me. Who is that?
That is Sixpence None the Richer.
Yeah. Yes. It's such a nice name for a band, isn't it?
Great name. Great song.
Great song.
Oh, pure 90s teenage coming of age.
Did you ever shift someone while that song was on the background?
No, I wish. Can we do that?
We can if you want.
But we have to be at a school dance.
Yeah, I'd love it.
We have to find a school dance that's on.
Yeah. Hopefully a Spanish one.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you give me your money and I drain you dry. And you know that when I'm with you, I massage your knees and drain all your lymph for a substantial fee. I'm singing, follow me, everything is all right. I'll be the one to massage you at night. And if you wanna leave, I can guarantee you won't find your lymph nodes nice and clean.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, that's hard.
That's a tough one.
That's really hard. Because I'm just like, it's not... Who's coming to mind is Eagle Eye Cherry. Because
no.
It's a similar song. Yeah. Dave tonight.
Is it?
The
song's called Follow Me. So you probably know that
already. Follow Me. Oh, fuck.
That's
a
tough one.
No...
Do you know what? I got that from a list of songs every millennial will know.
Yeah, but who sings them on the other hand?
Mm.
No, fuck. No, nothing is coming to my mind.
Uh-oh. So.
I'm just like Counting Crows. I know it's not them.
No, it's not Counting Crows. It's not who was the first person you said?
Eagle Eye Cherry.
No, it's Uncle Cracker.
Not in a million years.
No, that was a tough one.
That was a really tough one, but a great song.
A good song.
Can you turn this into a playlist for me?
Already have, yeah.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Only 7 songs, so I wouldn't get too excited about it. And like most of them you heard on repeat when you were younger.
Yeah, but do you not know how I listen to music? Is that I go on to Spotify every so often and I listen to the same 10 songs for
That's
the last 5 years.
That's what makes you so gas. That's what makes you a real player
of
the team.
I'm mad. I liked that game. Thank you. Now I want to have a sing song and go for a drive.
Okay.
No, go for a drive and sing while we're driving.
Simple little granny. Thanks for playing. Who sings that again?
Lymph Biscuit?
Right. So to give a bit of context on what happened to us since part one.
Oh God, what happened?
Well, only one of us did this.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We had both planned on doing lymphatic drainage, but they only had enough slots for one person with the way we're recording everything. So we just...
Turns out they're fucking flat out.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to be getting this done.
They're very high in demand.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they kind of squeezed me in.
Did they? Like, was it a tight space?
No, but like they were like, oh, okay, fine, we can, because I was like, I really need to do it this week.
No, why? What excuse did you give? Like,
and no, I didn't give an excuse, but I was just like, I really, really need it. Right. And I was like, I can kind of come at any time. Like,
yeah.
So they squeezed me in, but obviously there wasn't a full slot there because I had to wait. They're 20 minutes late starting me.
Oh, yeah. And that's why you were 28 minutes late leaving.
28 minutes late leaving.
Yeah. And I had the pastry for you. And I was sitting there and I was like, do I fucking eat this pastry now or do I just leave for her?
I can't believe you didn't eat it when I was so late. Like, if that was the other way around,
I would have eaten it. That's what that was in my head.
Yeah.
I was like, you... I was thinking two things. You would have eaten it by now.
Yeah.
And also, you're probably going to feel nauseous coming out of this. So you probably won't want to eat anyway. So, like, I'm probably just doing you a favor. And then when I was thinking... Oh, I wonder would I get nauseous? And I was like, nah, probably wouldn't. And then I was like, Jesus, maybe I'm very arrogant thinking that. But then I also thought, I'm also quite self-aware to be able to notice that. And then I thought,
what an arrogant thing to
what
say.
What an arrogant, full of yourself thing to say. And this was all because my phone was dead. So this is the dangers of not having your phone charged.
Oh, my God.
Just a range of emotions.
No, I think that's self-awareness.
I thought I was kind of like, geez, I'm fucking really self-aware. I'm like, whoa, you're full of yourself. Shut up.
That's Irishness, I think. Mm. That it's like, fucking rein it back in now.
Yeah.
Don't fancy yourself too much.
Yeah, exactly. Go on.
Anyway, I went in.
Yeah.
I went into the room. It wasn't like a relaxing. Now, I will say, they were late because there was this little old woman in before me.
All right.
The minute the old woman left, your one was like, you can come in now. And I was like,
oh, you're not going to clean it up.
When did you clean?
Yeah. Dirty.
Never. Because I went in and it was just like, then I just lay down on the bed.
Oh. Was there a towel on the bed or anything? Or just like a...
There was like a tissue thing on the bed. Like a...
Just one piece of tissue. Was it at least triple ply or something?
There was like one Kleenex there. No, it was just kind of like, right, come in and just sit down there. And like the old woman out and I was straight in. Weird. Right. Anyway, but it wasn't like a relax, a massage, spa, music, scent or whatever. It was like a really bright room, radio on.
Oh, that's weird.
So like it was a different kind of vibe. It was more of like a, if you're going to the physio, kind of a treatment feeling.
Okay.
You know, kind of way. So obviously I had to strip down.
Right. Ooh. Get your baps out.
Get your tits out.
Get your tits
that's
out.
That's actually
love.
What she said.
Yeah, get your tits out, love.
Get your baps out for the lads. You're on camera. Say hello. So, yeah, it was like a full body gua sha.
Okay.
The whole thing. She didn't use a gua sha. She was using her hands.
Okay.
The pinching that we read about didn't happen once.
No, okay. No. I thought it was going to be like skin stretching.
No,
like
and
that.
I'm so glad it wasn't because I was doing that to myself and I was like, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I
don't like that.
That was the first thing I was going to ask you. Was it sore or was it uncomfortable?
No, it was absolutely fucking lovely. It was because, you know, I like doing the gua sha whenever I do it.
Yeah.
I don't always do it, but when I do, I love it.
Yeah.
I love the feeling of just like getting rid of the bloat. Whatever.
Yeah.
She just did that to my whole body with her hands. Like was just kind of moving fluid around.
So
whatever.
Back, your back first and then your front or?
No, I laid on my back. She started with my belly. She did my belly for ages.
Yeah.
That's a weird sensation because nobody ever rubs your belly. If you get a massage, they don't rub the belly area.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, it was kind of sore at times. And then it did build up to, I was like, I do need to fart.
Oh.
I didn't, obviously.
Why not?
And she was doing a lot of like, okay, deep breath. And then like we were both taking these breaths together while she was like pushing my stomach down. And I was just like,
oh.
But I was like, oh, I think this will feel like it'll get things moving.
Like
and
what?
Maybe when I stand up now, I will have the outline of a six pack. Because she's really going to town on my belly here.
But when you say get things moving, do you mean, like, did you need to piss after it? Were you bursting to piss after
No.
it?
No. Oh. No. I would say this would be such a good thing to do if you're constipated.
Do you reckon? Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were really, like, she was really moving things. I think it's like clockwise, whatever way this is, like that you push down the left side.
It's clockwise.
That's kind of apparently what you rub if you're constipated or if a baby's constipated or something.
Right.
could have done with maybe like 80% less groin action.
Oh.
You know the way the lymph nodes are kind of in your neck, your shoulders, and your groin.
And your armpits.
And your armpits. Oh my God, yeah, the armpits. I forgot to write that down. She was like rubbing my armpits and there was like loads of little lumps.
Yeah, I could really feel it. Or?
No, it's obviously normal.
She's not like, oh, very lumpy pits.
No.
Oh, you're fucking stinking.
It was just like you get rubbed in ways that you don't get rubbed in a normal massage. Like right. loads of time spent on your belly, rubbing your armpits in the groin area.
Yeah.
Like I...
Is that not uncomfortable?
It is uncomfortable. And I'll tell you why.
Go on.
Right? I wore just my worst looking pair of knickers because I was like, they're probably going to get oil on them.
Mm.
So I wore like ones with holes in them basically. Yeah. Right?
I don't know. How many pairs of knickers do you have that don't have holes in them?
No, I threw away all the ones that had holes in them, but I just kept a couple just in case.
Just in case what? You needed to wipe down the counters?
Well, like, no. I was like, with this, they get covered in massage oil.
You cover your most private parts with rags. That's what you do. They're full of holes and you're like, it's like it's the only piece of clothing you own and you're some sort of tramp that lives in the street. That's what it is. Like.
Oh, but gets you going, doesn't it? Like, sexy enough.
Easy access, lads.
That's my version of sexy lingerie.
Yeah.
So the room was like kind of facing out to the street, let's say, and it had frosted windows, but only frosted to a point.
Oh.
Right? So she was like, when she moved on to the legs, like I had a towel over me, whatever, but she pulled up the towels, so like my whole knicker area was exposed.
Right.
And I was just like, if word got out, right?
Right. Yeah.
That I'm lying here, knickers out.
Yeah.
Like there'll be a line of men up on their tippy toes looking in over the frosted glass at me.
Yeah.
Because you could have.
I
thought you'd be the one leading the charge.
I just wouldn't know what that's like to be in that position because I don't feel like the world revolves around me. So... if word got out,
I know.
My God.
Gary, that was for comedic effect. Jesus Christ.
The most famous woman in Spain is getting a massage, lads. And there's a gap in the window to see it.
Fuck off. Do you think I was totally serious there? Did you?
So did you think they'd all line up and be like, oh, Jesus, look at the holes in those knickers?
No, but I did just think if someone was walking past and was curious, be like, what's that? They could just go, huh, look in.
Huh.
Anyway, so nobody came and looked. I don't think I had my eyes closed. I don't know.
Right.
So it ended anyway. It was so fucking relaxing. It was one of the most relaxing massages I've ever got outside of the worrying of the frosted glass and holy knickers.
Jeez.
Outside of that, I felt so relaxed. I just felt like a little bit high, you know, that kind of relaxed feeling. I instantly felt severely dehydrated and I haven't really got I felt dehydrated since.
That
was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I still feel dehydrated.
Jesus.
So that was the only issue. I was so relaxed that when I was walking out I walked straight into the awning that was outside and I cracked my fucking head off it. Like I've never hit my head that hard before. It was awful. But the minute I turned around to check if anyone looked. And there was a man there and he just looked the other way instantly and I was like, you were looking, you saw me.
You saw me. I didn't hear you burst out laughing though, you coward.
So I can never go back there again.
So we are going to try more things on that. That's like it's a treasure trove of should I bother topics.
Oh, stop. A wellness center.
Wellness center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, overall good. Afterwards.
Oh.
Looked in the mirror, looked the exact same.
You're not red carpet ready.
I'm not red carpet ready.
Right.
The next morning. Didn't weigh less, weighed more.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now, we did go have a few drinks after it, so that probably wasn't the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But I think maybe if I had just gone home, relaxed, gone to sleep, drank a load of water, maybe it would have felt better.
Mm.
But I still feel dehydrated ever since. Didn't feel particularly less bloated or anything like that.
Do you feel more energetic?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now, I had two really good sleeps
Okay.
since then.
Yeah,
I slept really well, but I think I don't know, the lymphatic drainage side of it, I'm still not really sold on.
So it was 25 euro.
Yeah, like it was very good value.
It was good value fairness. Here, but yeah. It's not everywhere.
No.
In Dublin, we were saying, I think it's like, I can't remember what we said in part one.
Yeah,
was
but
like,
people will have only heard that a few minutes ago, so no need to repeat.
I know, yeah, but I'm trying to think for us. If I was to say to you, would you get a 45 minute one done for 75 euro?
No.
You wouldn't?
I don't think so. Now, this one, I was nearly going to book in as I was walking out the door. That's for next week.
Very typical.
And then I was like, if I told Gary that, he'd be like, that's typical you now. So I was like, maybe that means I shouldn't do it. Give me a minute. I'll text them if I do want to book in again.
Well, to
now
be fair,
I'm just on a high.
Right now it's like 25 euro for one of the most relaxing massages you've ever had.
I've ever had.
That sounds
yeah.
like a good.
Yeah. So for that reason, I'd go back. Yeah. Now, I would try it again and not go drinking after.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
And see if the next day I feel more benefits then. Mm. Now, I was in really good form.
Yeah.
After. Did you notice? Like, I was kind of like on fire. It's so funny that night.
Shut up, like. What are you talking about? Like,
no, but I was in really good form that night.
Yeah.
So like the massage definitely
okay.
put me in a good mood.
Are you sure that wasn't the drinks and the food that we were having? No.
No, because I was just happy.
You were just in good form.
I was just happy enough.
Okay, so it sounds like very relaxing.
Yeah.
Good massage.
Yeah.
Boost in the mood, good for sleep.
Yeah.
There's a couple of good things.
There was obviously something going on with liquid that I'm still dehydrated. Since then, do you know? So maybe I am pissing more. I don't know.
Yeah.
In terms of beans, I found it so hard to say because I'm just like the massage. Yeah. yeah so lymphatic. I don't know.
For anyone listening for the first time, or should I bother beans? It's just our 1 to 5 scale of how many beans would you give it?
Yeah.
Out of
how
5.
How many beans out of 5? Some people say stars. We say beans.
We say beans. Yeah.
Yeah. Should I bother beans?
I feel like a lot of things we've been doing lately are middle of the road.
Yeah.
This seems like one of those things.
No, like, because I kind of want to give it a 4 because I was so relaxed.
4 is good.
Yeah, because it was so relaxed and it's like, you can't underestimate saying it's one of the most relaxed massages I've ever had.
No, but like, if you were to walk.
Does that have anything to do with the lymphatic element of it? That's the question.
Like, I think the whole lymphatic thing probably does work.
Yeah.
But like we were saying in part one, it's better if you actually have...
If like, someone who really needs it.
Yeah, like post-surgery or injury or some sort of disability that like your lymphatic system doesn't work properly. It'll help with that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I think the mood boost and all that sort of stuff, the sleep isn't really to be underestimated. But if we were doing this in Dublin again and you walked out and you were like, that was 75 quid. Like... Would a massage be 50? You would probably just go for a massage for 50.
Yeah, probably. You
know I mean? I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know either.
I think a high score is coming into it because of the price. That's what it would be for me. That it's like,
yeah,
had a good massage, felt good after, and it was 25 quid. That's kind of a win, isn't it? Am I just putting words in your mouth? Am I just putting lymph in your nodes?
Yeah. No, that is so accurate. The price and all of that is really... Like, I find it hard to separate the lymph from the massage. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know about the lymphatic drainage. I'm not really sure. Maybe it worked and I just couldn't really tell.
Well, I think...
There's nothing really obvious.
The reason this is a big thing at the minute is because people are seeing it for like less bloat and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And did it work for that? No.
Not really, no. No, it didn't.
So, fuck off, TikTok.
So, yeah. Maybe I'll try it again and just go to bed after.
Yeah, fuck off.
Take to the bed. Anyway, that's it. That's all
it.
I have.
Okay.
So, are you going to try it, do you think?
I don't think so, no.
No?
I don't think I'll ever bother
with
this.
You don't want the men
this.
Looking in at you over the frosted glass.
Well, see, the thing is, I wouldn't really mind going in because none of my underwear has holes in it.
That's not true.
Yeah, your holy knickers.
What about the ones
you
that
say?
Your balls hang out the hole?
Did I chew them out?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I was to squat down, my balls fall out through the middle of them. Why does that happen with like trousers and boxers and stuff that like the hole develops in the crotch area?
Balls too big.
I don't think it's that like.
No, I don't know what it is. Is it just friction from walking?
Is it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Levi Strauss,
for
giving me your input. I don't know, is that Levi's or
Levi's? Well, you wear Levi's, yeah. Anyway, can you Can you wrap it
can
up,
Can we
please?
Wrap it up? Yeah.
I'm not good at wrapping it up, so you wrap it up.
I know you're not. But look, you're good at other things.
Okay. Like what?
You're going to say, like what? Like what?
No,
name
go on. Go
me,
on.
Tell me why you love me.
Go on.
That's it for this episode.
That is.
Episode 98. We're two episodes off our centennial.
Oh my God, yeah. We're going to get a letter from the president.
Maybe, yeah.
We're going to be 100.
Yeah.
No, we're about to be two.
We're about to be two soon. That was, oh, maybe that's past
that's
already.
That's on Monday.
Holy shit, we turned two on Monday.
Yeah.
The podcast turned, actually, well, yes, the podcast turned two yesterday. When this comes out.
Oh, when this comes out, yeah.
You look very confused there.
I know.
Well, if you want to say congratulations, bon anniversaire, then we had actually a listener share our podcast on his Instagram story.
Yeah, Nathan.
Nathan.
Thank you, Nathan.
That was fucking massively appreciated.
He sent us such a nice message.
Yeah.
Shared us on his story. A good few people followed us from that. That was actually so fucking
sound.
It was
really, really nice, yeah. Yeah. So, if you want to say happy birthday.
Oh my God, we'd love it.
Something like that goes a long way. Sharing it on your Instagram story or sharing it with a friend. That's always a really nice way of us getting bigger, getting that's better it. Guests on, you know? That's how we do it. Like, I'm trying to replace Stephanie with someone else.
I'm the only guest you can get every week. Yeah. 100 episodes, all me.
Yeah, who's your guest? The girl that lives with me. That's it for this episode. Next
you
week,
said I take long to wrap it up. What the fuck is this?
We're just having a laugh, Stephanie.
Oh my God, get over it.
Okay.
Or get it over with.
It's a comedy podcast, right?
You mentioned McDonald's earlier and now all
we're
I can think about
McDonald's.
Is McDonald's.
We're going to go to McDonald's.
Okay, okay.
Shut up.
Come on.
Next week, we're talking all about taking creatine as a health supplement, which we've heard is fucking great, but maybe best that was ever. From fucking whatever that fellow was who cycled the bike and was doping as well. I don't know. Did he say that? What
Lance
was it?
Armstrong.
Live Strong. Live Strong rubber bands.
Yeah.
Oh we should God. Actually do an episode on that. Should you wear a Live Strong band?
No, we shouldn't because they're gone.
Are they?
They're gone. I did queue up in Lifestyle Sports once because they were getting in these. Do you remember the black and white Nike ones?
Oh, yeah.
I queued up for hours.
They
for
were
them.
So cool for a while. For so hours. Cool. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was
I
like,
can still see the L on your forehead now. Right. We need to move on. We need to
okay,
go.
Okay. Right. Love ya.
Love ya. Thanks for listening.